Good morning, KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
As we just told you, temperature is going to be very warm for the next few days, and that means we're going to start melting off some of that great snowpack.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, forecasted highs are in the 70s today through Saturday. We'll be on the cusp of 80 degrees tomorrow in Salt Lake City, and that will send some of that snow water down the mountains right now, and we have almost 40% more of it than we've normally gotten over the last 30 years.
It's really nice to have the water we have and the ability to manage it the way we have, considering how rough it was just a couple years ago. A nice little turnaround.
KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank predicts every reservoir in the state will completely fill, with the exception of Flaming Gorge and Lake Powell. The Great Salt Lake also won't fill, but it is expected to get a much-needed boost. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Members of the International Olympic Committee are enjoying our nice warm spring weather as they continue to tour Olympic venue sites. The future host commission chair told reporters he's impressed with what they've seen so far.
Not only the venues, but you have the people. Because in the end, this is what matters. Organizing the games is about having competent people, the expertise, the knowledge.
The committee will head to Park City and Soldier Hollow today.
The executive director at the UTA gave IOC members a look at our public transit system as part of their tour. And he says we are ready to host the 2034 Olympic Games, but improvements are on the way.
UTA plans to add another tracks line running from the airport to the university. They'll redesign the blue line so it runs from the airport to Draper, and they'll start servicing the Granary District.
By 2030, I think certainly by 2034, we're going to have another light rail line, so we'll have three light rail lines altogether. We'll have strategic double tracking, which will allow our front runner system to be 15-minute frequency. We'll have another bus rapid transit, a couple additional express buses, so we're primed and ready.
Jay Fox says the IOC members seemed impressed with how far along we are in preparations, but they did want to know how much they're planning to charge for a ride. He thinks it will be a fare-free Olympics. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Obviously, the Salt Lake Airport will play a huge role in any upcoming Olympics, and the latest data shows our airport has some impressive numbers. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit continues our live team coverage. Michael?
Tim, Salt Lake International's been pretty consistent for punctuality. If you're measuring arrivals, Salt Lake had an on-time rate of 83.97% at the end of December, according to the Federal Bureau of Transportation. Well, turns out we also tied that punctuality rate with another Delta hub, that in Minneapolis. Passenger-wise, it was pretty busy. A little over 13 million people arrived or departed from the Salt Lake Airport throughout 2023, and nearly 333 million pounds of cargo went through as well. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Springtime is often the season where home sales soar, but mortgage rates are climbing again. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with that story. Peter?
Amanda, mortgage rates are at their highest point since Thanksgiving at 7.29% nationwide. CNBC's Diana Olick says this is approaching a recent high.
It had crossed over to 8% in October briefly, which was the highest in a few decades.
CNBC reports the rates have tanked new mortgage applications to just 0.1% growth from the previous week. In other words, buying has stopped, but refinancing has shot up, potentially showing the homeowners may want to do it before rates go up even more. In Utah, rates are hovering around 6.9%, according to Zillow. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. We have picture-perfect weather, really, heading into the weekend, but several states this morning are dealing with severe storms. ABC's Andrew Dimbert is in Louisiana, where a big storm system really messed up the coast.
In New Orleans, massive flooding. A month's worth of rain falling in just 7 hours, inundating streets.
Come on, Pearl.
In neighboring Texas, horses at this farm rescued from flooded barns. And today, the storms are moving into Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. Another system is headed north towards Kentucky and Ohio. Parts of central Ohio are still digging out from a tornado that killed 3 people last month.
Emergency responders in Louisiana say they've carried out more than 50 rescues.
The NTSB is ramping up its investigation into Boeing after getting a new round of documents from the aviation company. The investigation is trying to find out why employees did not document when a door plug was removed from a 737 MAX jet and why it wasn't properly bolted back in. Boeing has already told investigators records don't exist for the maintenance done on that Alaska Airlines plane.
All right, time for First Look Traffic. How are we looking, Andy?
We haven't had too bad a drive so far this morning, at least on the freeways. Still clear on I-15 between Ogden and Provo. It's I-80 that's got a little bit of slowing out west. We might have a crash. Something's going on, slowing you down in that stretch between Mid-Valley Highway exit and the Grantsville exit as you head west towards the West Desert. But that's the only freeway delay I'm seeing so far. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A man will be sentenced today for causing a car crash last June that killed a 7-year-old boy in southern Utah. The boy's mother, Brianna Ramirez, is inviting people in St. George to come and celebrate her son's life. KSL-TV's Debbie Worthen has more.
Ramirez says Sandoval will likely spend the next few years in prison for the crash that summer night. While she doesn't feel hate for him, she says the events that unfolded are impossible to forget.
He backed up and left the scene as my son was dying. That's a hard pill to swallow, and forgiveness.
Ramirez says right now she wants to focus on love.
A ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas is hitting more snags.
U.S. officials are warning Israel of an imminent attack by Iran in the coming days, possibly using drones and missiles to hit Israel's regional assets to retaliate for an airstrike last week at its consulate in Syria, which killed two of its generals. Israel has not admitted responsibility, but Pentagon officials say Israel was behind the airstrike. Israel's defense minister is now threatening a powerful response if Iran launches an attack.
ABC's Christian Cordero reporting.
Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani will not be facing any sports betting charges, but his interpreter is now facing multiple federal charges. ABC's Michelle Fisher has the latest from Los Angeles.
The investigation has been ongoing since news broke 3 weeks ago that $4.5 million had been transferred from Ohtani's bank account to California bookmaker Matthew Boyer. Ohtani maintaining his innocence, his attorneys claiming he was the victim of a massive theft. A source confirming to ESPN those claims were accurate. Meantime, ESPN reporting Mizuhara will now face federal charges and is reportedly working on a plea deal.
Shohei Ohtani has maintained his innocence, saying he was not involved and has never placed bets on baseball or any sport.